All right, back for the final segment of tonight's version, the December 16th version of Who's Talking. I know Frank joins me in thanking our guests tonight, assistant basketball coach Jason Williford and former defensive tackle Stuart Anderson of the Who's back in the late 70s. Frank continues to tell me he was and is a terrific guy. But let's go ahead and do our fall sports review, starting with Frank Maloney.
Men's soccer. Who believes, who believes? The ACC champion Wahoos were seeded number two going into the NCAAs, defeated five strong opponents to win the NCAA College Cup. The Hoos defeated Wake Forest in the semifinals 2-1 in overtime on what had to be the goal of the tournament when Brian Ombe took a one-hop pass from Villanueva to score on just an amazing touch shot to put Virginia in the finals, where they squeaked out a tough victory against a previously unbeaten Akron squad. They beat them 3-2 in penalty kicks, and I don't think the celebrations have ended. I've got a call in to Coach Gelnovach, and we hope to have him on in the next coming weeks. But Villanueva was named most outstanding offensive player, and Diego Restrepo, the goalie, was named most outstanding defensive player of the College Cup. And Tony Tachani and Diego Restrepo were both recently named All-Americans. Congratulations to the Wahoos.
Absolutely, and as you said earlier, their sixth NCAA title in school history. Men's basketball, we had Jason Williford on earlier, as we mentioned. Hoos are finishing their exam. Team returns for a series of home games, beginning this Saturday with UNC Wilmington, starting out with a tough one. As I recall, I think UNC Wilmington may have beaten Penn State to beat somebody, so they're always a competitive team. That's Saturday night at 7. Then on Monday, NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology, I think that stands for, at 7 o'clock. That's Monday the 21st, and then Hampton comes to town a week from tonight, Wednesday the 23rd, also at 7 o'clock. And as we talk to Coach Williford, these three home games and then the ones that follow Christmas, all important before the Cavs begin ACC play.
Women's basketball. Monica Wright was recently named ACC Player of the Week following her 30-point outburst against Furman. And the number 19-ranked Cavaliers so far are 7-2 on the season. They are gearing up for an away game at Georgia on December 20th, and that's a 2:30 p.m. tip-off down there. Go Hoos.
Men and women's swimming and diving. Mark Bernardino, he's another one we need to have on the show before long. UVA is off until January 9th when the swimmers will host Tennessee at the UVA Aquatics and Fitness Center.
Men's wrestling, currently ranked 18th in the country. The Cavaliers travel to UNC Greensboro and Appalachian State on December 19th. Go Grapplers.
Women's field hockey, Coach Michelle Madison was named Division I Coach of the Year by one organization as three Cavs were named All-American. Selensky, you give me these names here. You know, you didn't give me this in advance.
Stockel and Vitesse.
What happened to Smith, Jones, and Brown here? You know, we got to have these one-syllable names.
They don't play field hockey.
You know, that was the great thing about Pete Gillen. I liked the players he recruited. I could pronounce their names.
Men's football. Mike London has named four coaches to his staff. Anthony Poindexter was retained from the previous administration. Vincent Brown, Jeff Hansen, and Mike Farragelli have all been brought in from U of R staff. More news is going to be coming next week, as we hope to have and are planning to have Coach London on the show.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Of course, a lot of people still anxious to get word on the offense and defensive coordinators, key positions that will, I'm sure, have a big influence on the future of the Virginia football program. So a lot of excitement in the air about Coach Mike London and the football program going forward.
And, you know, what's interesting is virtually every former player that I have spoken to or has emailed me in the last 2 weeks, they all seem to be behind this hiring. They're excited. They know that he was raised down in Hampton, Virginia. He's paid his dues for years and years. Obviously an achiever, great success at U of R, very knowledgeable with the UVA family, having coached at Virginia on two different occasions. His daughter played basketball for UVA, and his older brother, Paul, played defense for UVA, and I think the feeling is he's going to be a terrific fit.
Yeah, just an energetic, passionate guy, but yet there's also a grace about Mike London. And as we saw at his opening press conference over in Charlottesville a week or so ago, he's just one of those individuals that truly cares about his players. I think that comes across, and I think it'll make a big difference from a recruiting standpoint because, you know, mothers make a big difference in the recruiting process. And I think Mike London is the kind of guy that's going to make moms happy about sending their son to UVA.
Next Wednesday's show promises to be very exciting, as we hope to be interviewing both UVA football head coach Mike London and UVA head baseball coach Brian O'Connor. UVA men's basketball resumes with a home game versus UNC Wilmington this Saturday at 7 p.m. and the New Jersey Institute of Technology on Monday night at 7 p.m. Let's cheer on the Wahoos. Go Hoos.
Yeah, thanks for joining us tonight, and look forward to being back with you again next Wednesday for the Christmas edition of Who's Talking.